Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, we're in it together. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on motherhood, wellness, self-love, and more. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, so that's the story from Jace Tingler tonight following the ball game in Arizona. You can hear the frustration in his voice and compounding everything that happened. Drew Pomeranz, announced by Jace Tingler just a little while ago, will be lost for the rest of the season with a torn flexor tendon in his throwing arm. So the news doesn't get any better for the Padres. Nothing on Fernando Tatis Jr. earlier today. The skipper said that he hoped Fernando would be back in the next 48 hours, but wouldn't commit to tomorrow or Monday in Denver. 7-0 the final score tonight. Arizona gets a no-hit performance from rookie Tyler Gilbert, the left-hander in his first major league start. Time now to check in with John Quintero in Coach's Corner. Coach, I can't help but think of how much fun you and I had on April the 9th this year when we got together on the postgame show and celebrated Joe Musgrove's no-hitter, the first in Padre history, and Joe came on the show with us, and we did the interview. And boy, this seems like the total reverse opposite feeling tonight.
Yeah, it does, Chris, and it's amazing you bring that up. Last night I was working around the house here, and I was out in the kitchen making a little dinner, and I was thinking about that night. I can tell you where I was standing in my kitchen last night. I was reaching for a plate, and for some reason, you know, you asking me on that night to be a part of that no-hitter and talking with Joe, I was thinking about that last night. And it's also kind of amazing that Joe Musgrove was a starting pitcher tonight for the Padres when Tyler Gilbert throws that no-hitter against the Padres. And, you know, a tough night for Joe, a tough night for the ball club, but congratulations to Tyler Gilbert, you know, a guy that has been with three different organizations. You know, he was a sixth-round draft pick out of USC back in 2015, if I'm not mistaken. He was eventually taken by the Dodgers in a Rule 5 draft, and eventually he was traded on to the Arizona Diamondbacks. So it's been kind of a long, winding journey since 2015 coming out of USC.
Yeah, you want to be happy for this young guy. I mean, it's quite a moment, and maybe in a month or so we can look back and celebrate his performance. But this is the last thing the Padres needed. I mean, they're coming in after losses to the Marlins and two games to the Diamondbacks, and fully expected them to be focused and geared up for this game tonight, try and get back on the beam. Cincinnati lost earlier today, a chance to pick up some ground, and the Padres come up completely empty. I mean, that's got to hurt.
Well, it does, and I'll be honest with you, I'm a little disappointed in that eighth inning tonight. I mean, Gilbert, I don't know how deep he's gone into minor league games. I don't have the pitch counts or anything. And the Padres probably weren't going to win no matter what the hitters did in the eighth and ninth inning unless they, you know, were able to get into that awful bullpen. But the Padres haven't had to, they haven't been able to do much against the Diamondback bullpen on Thursday night or last night. But, you know, to go out meekly, and I know there were some balls hit hard tonight, okay? I know Nola hit that ball deep to left, and Hosmer hit, you know, a shot up the middle that Gilbert caught earlier in the ball game, and Myers hit a deep fly ball. But Nola, Hosmer, and Myers went out in the eighth inning on a total of three pitches, okay? I mean, you got to grind those at bats. I mean, not only do you want to try to get back in the game, but the one thing you want to try to do, at least try to get a hit. You don't want to be front page news tomorrow, and unfortunately the Padres are going to be front page news. And, you know, Chris, they've lost four in a row now. In those four games, they've scored a total of five runs, and they're not playing like the better teams in baseball. They played the Miami Marlins, and they played the Arizona Diamondbacks, and the Arizona Diamondbacks have looked like a wild card team compared to the Padres each of the last three nights.
Yeah, the Padres continue to struggle against losing ball clubs. 8-8 against the Rockies, now just 8-7 against the Diamondbacks. And if you want to wonder why the Giants are winning the division, they're 22-5 against the Diamondbacks and Rockies. The Padres are 16-15, barely over 500 against those two teams. It's not going well. Joe Musgrove, who pitched a great no-hitter earlier this season, I mean, that's the kind of performance you just want to forget about. Obviously, he was able to come back and get through five-plus innings, but to give up five runs with just one out in the bottom of the first, that puts your team in trouble.
Well, it certainly does, but I will tell you this. I mean, right now, I can't tell you how many messages I've gotten from a lot of our 97.3 The Fan listeners and people I know around San Diego about this ball club, and I'll share those on Monday. But, you know, right now, what Musgrove did tonight, Chris, by going five innings, and I know he gave up 10 hits and 6 earned runs, but by him going five innings, it could lead the Padres to a victory tomorrow because he did save that bullpen for the most part. I mean, if he'd have got knocked out in the first or second inning tonight, I mean, they'd be making some roster moves. We'd see the Nick Ramirez's of the world and the Daniel Camarena's up here tomorrow. Now, we may see one of those guys up here tomorrow anyways, but I got to tell you, if the Padres win tomorrow with a bullpen a day, a lot of the credit may go to Musgrove because he saved the bullpen. They only had to throw three innings tonight rather than maybe 6 or 7.
Yeah, Padres, by the way, have not lost 5 in a row this season. This is their third 4-game losing streak of the year. They had one May 30th through June the 2nd. They had another one shortly thereafter, June 8th through June the 12th. They have not lost 5 in a row, so hopefully they'll keep that from happening tomorrow. Coach, you know, you pile on the bad news when it's not going well and to find out that Drew Pomeranz is out for the season. That's another blow to this team. I mean, their pitching has taken hit after hit after hit, and you wonder how many more they can absorb.
Well, you know, you go back to Drew Pomeranz, Chris, and I think you and I, and I mean, you know a lot about pitching. I mean, you pitch and you watch pitchers for a long period of time. I worked with college pitchers, high school pitchers, pro guys in the off season, and, you know, I was not convinced right from the get-go that Pomeranz was healthy. I know he wasn't healthy in spring training, and then when he was activated, you know, he started the year on the IL, then he came back, and when a guy like Pomeranz is being used so infrequently, you know that something's wrong. He was never really right. And, you know, when he pitched, for the most part, he was really, really good. But, you know, he's ended up, what, having 3 stints now on the IL and missed significant time during spring training. You know, he was trying to get through the year. It's unfortunate. It really hurts the Padre bullpen. But in the last month, they've gotten Matt Strom. They got Daniel Hudson, who I thought, you know, he struggled in his first game the other day against the Marlins. You know, he gave up 2 hits and 2 walks. They took him out. He got charged for 1 earned run because Miguel Diaz came behind him and pitched very, very well. But then last night, Hudson came out and looked like Daniel Hudson. So, you know, I think they've got enough of depth in the bullpen. Sure, it hurts because he's a lefty. He's a veteran. He's got the ability to close. But, hey, get that thing taken care of and be ready for spring training.
What's your take on everything with Fernando Tatis Jr.? I mean, everything is kind of wait and see. Padres are very coy, non-committal about when he'll be back. I wonder if all of the uncertainty isn't affecting this ball club a little bit, although I would assume that behind closed doors they're getting the message as to when Fernando's going to return, but we don't know when he's going to be back, and when he does come back, we don't know where he's going to be playing. It just seems like it's a whole lot of confusion right now.
Well, you know, if I'm some of the players, if I'm Trent Grisham, I'm probably a little bit ticked off unless they're communicating with me. I mean, here's a guy that won a gold glove and all the articles and everybody's talking about Fernando moving to center field. And there's no doubt. I mean, if you want to put him in center field, he'll end up being a gold glove center fielder. We know that. The kid's absolutely fantastic, okay? But he's been working out all week. He's been taking batting practice, taking ground balls, running around in the outfield. I mean, I don't know what they're waiting for. I mean, I don't know why he hasn't been activated. But again, you know, the Padres are very coy. They seem to hold things a lot more nowadays close to the vest than they once did. And that's their prerogative. They can do that. It's their players, and they're going to run their ball club the way they want to run it. But I don't know why he's not back yet. I mean, if he's going through all these drills, I saw yesterday they were talking about, well, he's got a, you know, one of the things we want to do is we want to see him slide. You're not going to have a guy slide just to slide, okay? I mean, what happened to him that night? Dragging that arm behind, you know, putting that hand down. That's what a lot of guys have done in their career. And I remember in the old days, ball players would do that. They didn't want to drag their hand and cut their hand up. They would hold dirt in their hand so they'd squeeze it. The guys aren't going to do that now, but a lot of these guys wear that little oven mitt. And, you know, that I'd rather see him go feet first and head first. But, yeah, I don't know what the big deal is. Why he's not back if he's taking ground balls and hitting. Well, why can't he be playing?
Preaching to the choir, Coach. Preaching to the choir. I don't know. I wish he was in there. Maybe he will come back tomorrow. Maybe the Padres will surprise us. Last thing I'll ask you, Coach, on this low point of this season, what are your thoughts right now on this Padre ball club with 40-some-odd games to go, hanging on and even getting into the playoffs?
Well, I think a couple of things. Number one, I think a lot of these players need to do some serious soul searching. They need to look in the mirror and really think about whether or not they're playing this game for their team or they're playing an individual game. Okay, that's number one. And if they're playing an individual game, they better switch that mindset very, very quickly. And I also think Jace Tingler's got to ratchet it up a little bit, too. I think you've got to be a little bit tougher on some of these guys and bear down and get some execution. I'm not seeing a lot of execution, and nor am I seeing a lot of fire, intensity, and guys playing with their hair on fire right now. I see a lot of complacency out there.
I almost had to chuckle there because when you said the word execution, it made me think of the famous John McKay story, the old football coach of USC, which goes along with where Tyler Gilbert went to school. But the football coach, when he was coaching the expansion Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and you know the story, but he was asked about the execution of his team, and he said, yes, I'm in favor of it. So anyway, maybe we can smile a little bit through the pain. Coach, thanks so much for the visit. Always great catching up with you. I'll talk to you Monday.
Hey, I look forward to it, Chris. Thanks for the time. Hopefully the boys can bounce back before they get on that bird to Colorado.
Yep, need a win tomorrow for sure, no question about it. 7-0 Arizona on the no-hit performance by Tyler Gilbert tonight. We'll come back. Post-game coverage continues on your home for Padre Baseball, 97.3 The Fan.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events. Major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.